Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, Steve, we've got a guy who some people might think is the hero of England because he's stopping litter bugs in their tracks. I don't know, man. I don't know if I would go to the trouble that this guy did, but I understand. Sometimes you see something and you go, I finally can do something about someone breaking the law. I am tired of it. And so this guy, Philip, who is from England, saw a woman dump a bunch of trash on the side of the road, which, you know, that I think in today's day and age, that would really piss me off because you can put trash in so many places that are proper.
Yeah, like those things that look like giant cans that accept trash.
Yeah, exactly.
What do they call it again? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean,
how hard is this for this person?
And yet, for some reason, she just thought, okay, I am going to just dump all my trash on the side of the road. So Philip found out where she lived. Not sure how he did that, whether it was surveillance or he hacked into the police database.
Impossible.
And then he basically gathered up all the trash, and since he found out where she lived, he brought it back to her and left the bags in her driveway. And in this clip, Philip says he is proud of his accomplishment.
So earlier today, a lady from Nomesey was seen dumping her rubbish in my village. Look at that. So she must be missing it, so I think we'll go take it back to her. Well, I'm excited now. I found the house where she lives. It's the car's there with the reg and the drive, so
here we go. Take it back, shall we?
I just love reuniting people and their belongings back together. It just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
I do love the fact that he's very, very, very sarcastic about it. I do appreciate that.
I like that he refers to his neighborhood as a village.
Well, it actually, there's a lot of villages in England, so I like these little small places. So yeah, but you're right; it's basically his neighborhood.
I'm just picturing him like hanging out with some hobbits and stuff.
Yeah, you'll find some places like in Massachusetts, and maybe probably where you live too, Steve, where they still call. As a matter of fact, yeah, in Rochester, New York, they have a place called the Village of Pittsford. Like it's so old English, some of the places that we still have in our country. Again, you see, they're just regular, like, Glad bags. It's not like she just dumped, like, random trash. She had it very organized, right?
I mean, this is very odd because I'm looking at the pictures that he put, and, like, she's pulled off to the side of the road and just opens up her car door and just leaves them just on the side. I don't get this woman.
You know, it's. I wonder if she thinks somebody will come by and pick it up the way people leave dog poop on the side. Have you noticed that people do that? They'll leave the little bags in the
those
park.
Those people suck.
Yeah, those people are terrible.
I agree, but then I thought maybe I'm missing something and this is a thing that the parks know.
No, this is just basically somebody being entitled and lazy. And they're like, I picked up my dog's poop, and then they throw the bag. We see that sometimes in like some of the parks in our area. And I'm just like, if you just walk a couple more steps, you'll find a garbage pail.
I know. I don't understand that. Because since I wasn't a dog owner, I thought, well, am I just being a jerk and I don't understand? So, no, I'm not. They're really kind of being douches.
Or like the Ording Trail, there's a spot that we would go to where there's no garbage. So, like, we, you know, pick up Lulu's poop and then, I mean, it sounds crazy, but I just bring it back with me and then we get back to our house. It's in a bag I put in the back. And then once I get out of the car, I take it out and throw it away.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that's so difficult for some people.
I hated that job. You know, it, basically, but I mean, a lot of times when I walked my old dog while she was alive, it would dangle sort of like some truck nuts. But what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Either you put it in your pocket, which I didn't want to do. I felt
I'm
not going to do that. But then, so I had to leave it up to see Steve.
Wow.
I'm not taking the actual turd and putting it in my pocket. It's in a bag.
Yeah. See, I think that if there's an accident or whatever, if the bag
broke,
I don't know.
Yeah. What if the bag broke? Or you like poked a hole in it?
Yeah.
Lulu's like 7 pounds. What kind of massive dukes do you think she's taking that she's going to break through a bag?
I don't want any Duke breaking through a bag. I mean, because I mean, I had a dog about her size, and still, I mean, they take something.
Sometimes I'll piss my wife off when we're walking. I'll hit her in the back of the butt with the bag, and she's like, "What are you doing?"
No.
I don't know. I'm just having fun. Oh, no.
Okay, Rev. I think he's explained everything for us.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah. This is it's not a game or a toy, but for Steve, it is.
Well, I mean, I can't throw it away, so I got to just like kind of swing it around.
I'll
throw it at my wife.
Oh, I got to swing it around the whole walk. It's like a little propeller. Keeps me going.
If I was your wife, I'm like, I did not know I went to the zoo and found my husband in the monkey cage the way he throws his poop around.
What do you want from me? I mean, really?
What do I want from you? I don't know. For you to behave like a human being, a homo sapien every once in a while?
I feel like I'm behaving like a human. I'm not leaving on the side of the road like this idiot.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, good for you on that.
You know what? I think Bon Jovi described it. You're halfway there.
Do you think that she is going to change her ways because of this, though?
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? It's like, is this going to be the moment that wakes her up and says, oh, you can't be an idiot and just leave your garbage wherever the hell you want?
I don't know, Steve, but I would love to have been there when she sees her trash on her driveway. Like, I mean, what's going through her head?
That would mess with my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did this end up here?
She probably has no idea that it was her own and just thinks somebody else is dropping it off at her place. Like, who's littering at my house?
Oh, that would be great if she thought that. And she called and complained. We have a litterer in the neighborhood. Yes, ma'am. We found out who it is. It's you.
So since these are the same type of people that leave their shopping carts in the parking spot when they're just 3 spots away from the cart return. Yeah, I just.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that either. I really don't understand that either. And for me, I call it exercise. I bring it all the way back up to the front.
Oh,
you know.
So you're working out.
Well, it brings me back to my old cart shagging days when I used to work at the supermarket. So
back in the days of BJ cart shagger.
Exactly. So I feel like I'm still doing my old job. And, you know. So.
Call him the Austin Powers of shopping carts?
Yeah.
Another person this week, I observed a woman purposely put a grocery cart back in a bush rather than the cart return she was parked right next to.
Oh, yeah. The bushes are really good for that.
God,
yeah.
People are idiots.
Oh, man. She's throwing dog poop in that same bush and maybe leaving some garbage? Because I want her to be the triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got a new survey, found out that 81% of Americans, that's a lot of us, have used music to help cope with the added stress of the lockdown. That's me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I cannot think of the last time I've actually taken a walk without music. I used to do it all the time. I used to like to just sort of get in my own head. But now I feel like I can't do it without music.
How funny. I would feel like I was walking forever if I didn't have something. Either like when I walk with my wife, I don't need music because we're talking the whole time, so it flies by. But if I'm doing something by myself, I need music or a podcast on.
85% of us said listening to music while driving puts them in a better mood. That's cool. I think we've all figured out that music has an effect on that. Psychologists have told us that, so that's awesome.
It depends on the music, though, of course. I mean, there's certain bands where I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm not feeling this. This is making me more angry.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Yeah. I'm totally with you. It's you know, I mean.
Yeah, like when I listen to Frank Sinatra, I just want to punch somebody.
Yeah.
No, really?
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wow.
I don't listen to Frank Sinatra.
Oh, sorry.
Really?
No.
Oh, you know what?
When's the last time you listened to Frank Sinatra?
It's been probably a year, but mm-hmm. I mean, him or Tony Bennett, you know, when he did the duets with everybody. Every once in a while, it brings me back to my parents. Like, I hated the music they liked, yep. But now it makes me feel a little nostalgic for them because of, you know, nostalgia is big when you're going through a big crisis. So I actually do appreciate Frank and Tony better than I did when I was growing up.
I think I listened to him this weekend.
Did you really?
I typed in, I was looking for playlists, like karaoke playlists to sing along while I was hanging out with my dad, and it came on, and so we started singing to it.
Nice.
Well, I did, and he looked at me like I'm an idiot, but...
But he does that whether or not Frank Sinatra's playing.
Exactly, so we were bonding. I actually like Frank Sinatra.
I don't dislike Frank Sinatra, no. But I just... There's never going to be a time in my day where I'm like, I need to listen to Frank Sinatra.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't listen to Faith No More than Frank Sinatra.
I think a lot of those songs that, you know, I don't think I'd actually really listen to a whole lot of his stuff, but I've seen him in like kid cartoon movies. Mm-hmm. And so that moment in the scene, it really hits me. So when I hear it outside of it, I still get that same feeling. But would I really listen to his entire catalog? Probably not.
Yeah, for me, because my dad, you know, we grew up in an Italian family. So really, the Italian crooners like Dean Martin, yep, and Perry Como, those are the guys I remember.
Neil Sedaka.
Neil Sedaka. He's a different kind of crooner than those guys are.
He's like, yeah, B-level.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, he had that really... I don't know. You know, he just had that weird voice. Breaking up is...
I just know that because people loved him when I was growing up. Yeah. I think he was a Brooklyn guy. So
I think that's probably what it is.
I think it was just like he was like everyone's favorite because he was from Brooklyn. And they always went, did you hear Neil Sedaka used to come here?
Oh,
like,
of course.
You could just lie about that. Like, oh, yeah, he used to come to our little ice cream shop.
Yeah.
Neil Sedaka used to come here. Oh, I got to come here more often. Like, yeah. I don't understand why that became like a reason.
Hey, you know, how you doing? And they'd love to put the pictures up of the guys that show up.
Yeah.
You know, you're in one of those old school, you know, if you will, like, hey, how you doing, Italian restaurants where they got the pictures of any half a celebrity that showed up.
See, we're doing the home workout, so I spend a lot of time listening to music now on actual, like, a Bluetooth speaker as opposed to on my headphones. Because if I'm at the gym, I'm not going to, like, obviously you have headphones on.
Yeah.
But, man, it's funny, though. Sometimes my wife will come upstairs and
the look on her face, because it could either be I'm listening to Taylor Swift while working out, or like Run the Jewels, which is like a really great hip hop group. Or yesterday I was listening to this hard, like, they're a heavy, heavy like rock group or metal group called Code Orange. And there's moments where they just put out a new record. It's really cool. But like there's moments where they're just very angry and screaming.
Yep.
And she just comes up and she's like, what are you listening to? Like, it's just too much. Can you switch it to something a little less aggressive?
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, whatever fits your mood. Yeah. And right now, yeah, the happy tunes are hitting me. Matter of fact, the average American is listening to 38 minutes of music every day right now. So music is definitely like people need it. They just need it because there's a lot going on. And it's important to get balance. You know, it really, really is. And I tell everybody, look, you know what? You can feel the way you feel. You can fight for whatever you want to fight for. But you need balance in your life or you will get lost. And nobody wants to get lost. They want to stay balanced and centered. And you still can do whatever you want to do and still, you know, fight for what's right and all that. But don't get lost and unbalanced. Music helps me out a lot.
Decompress a little bit from time to time.
Yeah, it's really important.
So there are times where if I have a reason to go for a drive, for whatever reason it is. It could be something as silly as, babe, I'll go get us ice cream in Tacoma. I know it's an hour trip, round trip. But just to get out of the house and
you sound like my father.
Be in the car, put on some tunes. And it's not about getting away from my wife, because sometimes she'll go with me. Like there's just something nice about getting out of the house and just like...
Oh, it's not getting away from the wife. You'll find out what it is. My father wanted to get away from me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He and my wife, I should say, he and my mother got along great. It's just when I came along, and I imagine all of us kids, it just changes, you know, you need to get the hell out of the house.
Well, he didn't have his own garage, you know, to quote-unquote work on stuff.
He had a tool shed, but it wasn't heated. So in the winter, he needed to go take a drive.
Just go to drive. Well, yeah. Steve, you'd mentioned that, and it's like the same thing for us. Like down in Tacoma, the Panda Express is literally across town.
Uh-huh.
So we decided that, we'll go on a road trip, essentially. And it was going down through like 6th Avenue to see what had changed and what's coming back and just kind of doing a tour of the city.
I love that you call it a road trip, because that's what we call it. And once Lulu hears road trip, she freaks the F out. She's like,
that's funny.
I was like, babe, you want to go on a road trip? And Lulu will pop up and just start running around the house like, it's our time for a road trip, because she gets to go. And then roll the window down. She's just enjoying life.
Oh, full family road trip.
Aww. Yeah, baby doesn't cry in the car. The car is really like the most peaceful time.
You don't cry in the car?
No.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. No. I should be taking you driving around more.
I only cry in the bedroom.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a good one. Are you sure she's not the one crying?
Hey. All right, so you're going for a drive.
Okay, going for a drive.
You got one CD that you can play. Or one band, even.
Oh, one band. Whoa. Steve.
Because driving around, I feel like it's a little bit of a different vibe than, like, you know, being at home. I don't want any of that soft, kind of chill stuff when I'm driving. Well, I need something upbeat.
I got the band.
What is it?
You know, you're going to guess it.
Weezer?
Oh, wow. No, actually, it's not Weezer. You're responsible, but it's not Weezer.
Well, I mean, unless it's the one I'm picking, I would go with the Glorious Sons.
That's what I would go with.
Their new Live from Vancouver record that they just put out is just nonstop in the car. It's just like super upbeat.
Is it really good? Because I've never been a fan of live performance records. Is it really good enough? Because, I mean, obviously, they play the songs I know, right? When
The recording quality is great. The performance is incredible. They have a couple of live records out. They have one in their hometown of Kingston, which is really, really good. And then they also have an acoustic live record that it's pretty badass, like especially hearing different interpretations of the songs that you love, but done acoustic. But the Vancouver one's awesome, probably also because we saw them in Vancouver, so it's cool to be able to relive it.
Check it out.
I don't typically recommend live records. I'm not a live record guy either, unless it's Kiss. But for the most part, I'm not really a live record kind of guy, but the Glorious Sons live records are great.
If you like the Glorious Sons, you will like Kiss. Go to kissonline.com. Whatever, we'll sell it. Whatever it is.
Someone texted saying the Foo Fighters. I listen to them exclusively, and my daughter now, it's 12 years old, she listens to them as well. Foo Fighters is a great driving band.
That
too.
First album is really good.
I sometimes will just get like the Essentials playlist on Apple Music for
Foo
Fighters.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't let me down.
Oh, good call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those playlists are really good. Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, number one way we like to de-stress in general is listening to music. So that's good to know. If you don't know why the hell you're feeling the way you feel, it's a great mood changer. You know, especially for me when I'm feeling a little bit of depression, which is something that I get from time to time, you know, I will just force myself. I'll go, I'm going to get up and I don't care. I'll just walk my kitchen floor if I have to and throw some music in my ears. And it really, really does work, at least for me anyway.
I also enjoy like Bass Nectar. It's an electronic group, like an EDM type of thing.
Oh, I don't know.
They're super fun.
Okay.
Grizz. Also, it's just upbeat. Like summer. I like summertime music sometimes in the car, even when it's not summertime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just kind of puts me in a better mood. What about Danny?
The Offspring's Ixnay on the Hombre. The album. I'm going to go with the...
That puts you in a happy mood.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
When I'm ready
to... Is that
to
the one that goes, yeah, 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 yeah,
yes,
yeah.
All I want is on that. See, but that's the funny thing is...
Well, I feel like I'm there.
It was either, what I was talking about.
Yeah. It was either between Ixnay on the Hombre or Smash, because Smash has Bad Habit, which is all about driving.
The best driving song ever.
The road rage song of all road rage songs.
It really is. However... All I Want is all about speed, which is the yeah, and I just want that all the time.
So BG, you were Glorious Sons as well.
Yep. Rev?
Marilyn Manson, either Mechanical Animals, which is a great album, but the best driving album I've heard in a long time is The Pale Emperor, which has stuff like Mephistopheles of Los Angeles and a couple of other really, really, really good songs. But the whole album is just great for driving because you just want, I wish I had an old Cadillac convertible. And it was just slowly tooling around town, just listening to that because it's just perfect for it.
Nice.
This was hard for me because I usually do playlists, but the one that I like to listen all the way through and I have for road trips down like the 101 here on the coast is Hozier's self-titled album, Hozier. Because it's a weird
mix. I don't even know Hozier.
Is that the guy that says, hey,
take me to church. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Ha, ho, ha.
It's good.
I think I just want to do a show of Steve doing his impression of bands. That's all I want to hear.
Pretty good. Creed.
Yeah.
Go. No.
There
we go. That's it.
Wait, spot on.
Pearl Jam. Go.
Yeah. Rams a real pain in my rear end. Yeah.
Eddie, is that Eddie?
Yeah.
I feel like Eddie's in the room.
I think so.
Wow. Just amazing.
This is why I suck at the humdinger and the cranium.
Yep.
Good with scope trades.
Yeah.
Bad with the humdinger.
Yeah. That's all right, man. You know, you can't be good at everything at Cranium.
Yeah, huh? All right.
You gotta find your sweet spot.
Do you guys get a weird pressure, though, if you know you're road tripping with some buddies? Because, you know, with wrestling, sometimes we'll make the road trip to Portland, and there's been times where I've driven, and there's like four of us, and I'm like, I got to try and find, like, you know, who's driving is in control of the music, as they should be. You know, it shouldn't be up to someone else. I mean, they're doing the drive. But in my head, I'm like, okay, I got to make sure who's in the car. What kind of music do they like? What kind of like playlist can I create that'll make everybody relatively happy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it? So you still get to do that? See, because everybody puts their earbuds in, and I have to wonder whatever I'm liking, if I'm turning it up too loud because it's going to blast over what they want. Mm-hmm. So people still like to listen to the same thing in the car, like they care about that.
Well, everyone's in the car with no headphones on, so I assume, like, you know, you want some music playing. Otherwise, it's kind of like
These young kids. I do some road trips sometimes with these young kids to go to cons. Yeah, they don't even care what you're doing. They don't want to talk to you. They're just listening to their own thing.
See, I always do one of those. I do a playlist, but I have everyone involved in making the playlist, so that way everyone has a few songs that they like that will eventually come on shuffle.
That's fair.
We do that when we would go to that hockey tournament in Spokane. Like all of us on our hockey team, there's a couple of us that were really like music heads. So like, okay, let's start thinking about what kind of music do we want while we're driving. It sounds weird, driving and drinking, but we're in a party bus. We're not actually driving, you know. We're just in the party bus part, just drinking. So like, what kind of music do we want to listen to? Okay, what kind of music do we want to be playing when we're really freaking hungover and we don't want loud sound? So like, and then also, what kind of music do we want playing at like 2 a.m. when we just don't want the party to stop?
And it's just
like, so I have all these stupid playlists like on my app. That are just like, okay, nighttime classic mix.
Awesome.
Hungover classic mix.
Let me guess, Enya's on the hungover one.
No, that's nighttime. That's when we want to rage.
Yeah, buddy.
Her and Bonnie Raitt, man. That's what we do.
I'm not sure. What does she sound like again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's right. That's Enya. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, in one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.